Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
to sing to. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down.
Surrounding We love you, Jesus. We love you, oh how, oh how. Devotion to you causes us to pour out all of our affection upon you this morning, Jesus. We've consistently, over the course of these songs, we've sung the name of Jesus because we believe, Jesus, that you're the one, you're the only one. You are the sufficient one. You are the only one that can meet the needs of your people. When we cry out on your name, our hearts pour out to you today, Jesus. We exalt your name. This morning at about 5 a.m., the thunder and the rain woke me up. I awoke to a storm. As I was driving to church this morning, I just felt the Holy Spirit say to me that there were people that would show up today that woke up to a storm this week. Chaos and turmoil in your life and brokenness and pain. And it's caught your attention. It's unsettled you. But the word this morning is this, is that Jesus is here to calm every storm.
Yes.
And so, Father, this morning I pray for anyone that walked in this house this morning and that may be watching online that they woke up to a storm. In their spiritual surroundings and what's going on in their life, there's brokenness, there's chaos, there's pain, there's heartache, there's sickness, there's need, and they find themselves surrounded by storms. The clouds have rolled in. The hail has come. But we recognize this morning, Jesus, that according to your track record, that you are the one that can speak to every storm, every wave, every wind, and you can cause everything that was in turmoil to become peaceful. And so, Father, this morning I speak to every storm that any one of us may face this morning, and I declare the peace of Jesus. Speak peace into our hearts. Restore peace to our minds. Your word declares that if we keep our minds stayed on you, focused upon you, that we can have peace. So, Father, this morning, with all the thunder and all the lightning and all the things that are trying to grab our attention, instead we put our entire focus upon you. We ask you to settle the storms. We ask you to do this. Because not only do we know that you're able, we recognize this morning that you're willing. There are people in our lives that are willing to calm our storms, but they don't have the ability. There are people that may have the ability that are not willing, but you are the perfect match of the two. You're able and you're willing. You will go out of the way to resolve the issues of our life. So, Father, we surrender our hearts to you this morning. We ask you to have your way. to speak peace to us. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here this morning and you do not know Jesus, there can be no peace in your life without Him. He's the only one that can produce peace in your life. If that's you this morning and you'd say, Steve, I don't know Jesus and I need to make Him the Lord and the Savior of my life, can I tell you this morning that today is the day of salvation? Not tomorrow, not next week. Today is your day. We will not embarrass you. That's not what we're here to do. We're simply here to pray intelligently and put materials in your hands that can help you walk this relationship out. If that's you, would you just slip your hand up and then you can pull it right back down and say, I need Jesus this morning. I need to surrender my life and my heart to Him. I want to relinquish control to Him. Father, search our hearts this morning. Find where we are. You know exactly where we are in our relationship with You. Some of us are early on. Some of us are later in the game. But the truth is, we want to grow in You. We want to know You more. I pray that before this service is done today, we would be able to say without a doubt that we know You better. We ask You to do this. Father, we bring our movers to You. These 10 individuals that we have written down on our cards that we pray about, not just on Sunday morning when we're together, but every day we wake up and we call out these 10 to You and we say, Jesus, save them. Father, we're asking You to do that. Jesus, I'm asking You to do that. These are people we care about. These are people that are assigned to us. They're assigned in our spirit. We can't seem to go a day without wanting them to know what we know about You, and I pray that You would rescue them. We ask You to send ambassadors of Your grace. I ask You to send us. Send us with the right word at the right time, with the right attitude, in the right way, so that when we speak about You, they would want what we have. We claim them as part of our inheritance. They belong to Your kingdom. We ask You to rescue them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, does anybody have a mover they want to see saved? In Jesus' name, I claim prodigals. I claim sons. I claim daughters. I claim nieces and nephews and uncles and aunts and neighbors and coworkers. We claim them. They're ours. They're ours. They're yours. We ask You to use us. I don't know why I sense that we need to do this. Would you, just right there, could you just sing Jesus, I Love You just real soft for just a second longer? We love You, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, we love You.
Come on, just take a moment, just a moment longer, and tell Him.
Oh, how we love You. You are the one our hearts adore.
I love Him because He first loved me.
Jesus, I love You. Jesus, I love You.
Personal, yes.
Oh, how I love You.
Nobody lies.
You are the one my heart adores.
Come on, one more time, tell it.
Jesus, I love You.
In your own way, would you just begin to tell Him? You've been so good to us, Jesus. You've been so good. You've been so good to us, Lord. You've been so good. So good. open up your mouth and begin to declare his praise. Father, we worship you. We exalt your name. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. We love you this morning, Jesus. We exalt you. Come on, you know our custom is that we welcome one another during this time, but this is what I want us to do. Over the course of about the next minute and a half, I want you to find two or three people, and I want you to testify of the goodness of Jesus. Don't just say good morning. Tell them about the goodness of Jesus and that what he's done in your life. Come on, would you turn and testify to two or three people as you welcome them into the house of the Lord this morning?
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.